Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Wednesday, July 28, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. 5 Gospel for Asia missionaries in India were kidnapped by Hindu extremists. While the Congress Party is giving Christians hope for religious freedom, Hindu radicals want it restricted. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Ohanan says radicals are doing so in a different way.
Since they cannot directly attack the Christian workers, they are now finding a new way to persecute our missionaries by accusing them of stealing things or causing trouble or whatever else. And this was the disguise they used to kidnap these 5 missionaries.
Ohanan says after being beaten, they were released. Hindus are angry as many people are turning to Christ. He says that's why GFA needs Bibles.
One of our greatest needs right now is to produce at least 10-15 million Bibles in all the major languages. And it costs about $1 to produce 4 New Testaments, about $2 to produce the whole Bible.
And statistics indicate evangelical Christians make up 3% of Germany's population. That makes Germany largely unreached. But according to Greater Europe Missions' Fred McRae, there's a paradigm shift taking place. Over 1,000 churches have been planted over the last 2 decades, and Germany is quickly becoming a church-planting paradise. However, McRae is concerned.
Mission organizations are still working in Germany and in Europe the way it was 40 to 50 years ago. And I'm afraid, as a guy down there in the trenches, that the organizations are going to miss this paradigm shift that God has brought about.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the MNN newsletter, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org, click on the newsletter icon, fill out the information, and we'll send it to you free of charge. The next newsletter is due out next month. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.